Hello there, and welcome to Arab Thoughts. Please follow and share our page to receive more content that helps support us. Thank you, and enjoy.
I've been having thoughts.
About what?
Arab thoughts? All right, welcome to your first cringy live. All
right, welcome to
the second episode, but it is our first episode with the intro. So,
it's
probably didn't like it.
It's our third episode, but for y'all, it's our second episode.
This is our second episode. And we will no longer from now on speak of that first episode, which.
Unless we get 1,000 viewers, you know.
We'll speak of it. It's just when they get us to 1,000, isn't it?
And I can't tell how many people streamed our first episode because for some reason Spotify won't tell me. It just says zero still. But even though I know people streamed it, but it's fine.
And I followed too.
Fix yourself.
Wait, are you going under your streams or the podcast streams?
The podcast.
We held them at gunpoint, allegedly, and forced them.
No, we did not hold Spotify at gunpoint, allegedly.
We held people at gunpoint, allegedly.
No, we held
and forced them to listen to it.
Okay.
Allegedly.
It's not that bad, yo.
Allegedly.
We hold a goat at gunpoint. How about that?
No, that's haram.
People.
Haram.
No. People.
A goat. But when you said a real person, you were fine with it. Okay. No, no,
people,
no.
We're still goat.
Okay. No, no, no.
Well, I'm drinking some pineapple juice.
Get this man.
You know.
Ayo. Ayo.
Nah. Y'all don't know.
That's the most immediate ayo I've ever given.
Ayo.
Someone out there knows.
Special. I know that we're talking about shut up.
Special someone knows why I'm drinking pineapple juice.
I'm special. But I don't know who Ed is.
But they're more special than it.
The only you know what? I remembered exactly what I was about to say, and I didn't say it because I'm a good kid.
Good. Remember the rules, guys. Two of y'all. I'm sorry if you heard it in the first one, cussing, but that's not going to be happening anymore.
We're trying to not have it anymore. Leave us alone. We're trying.
As long as these guys don't act like idiots.
Okay, these guys. These, as in us or what?
As in you.
As in us. Okay.
Damn.
Okay. You specifically.
Me specifically. What have I been
that's
doing?
That's crazy.
Let's up together.
Mm-hmm. No.
Snag it on sunflower seeds, you know.
We're going to steal something from the What's Good podcast. At least I'm giving them credit, you know. So, you either say light on or light off. And I'll tell you something. If you like it, light is on. If you don't like it, light is off. All right? Chocolate outside the fridge.
You could have just said hand up, hand down.
But they can't see your hand.
Copper drop.
All right. Chocolate outside fridge.
Chocolate outside the fridge? What you mean?
Like, storing it outside.
Oh, like warm?
Yeah, warm chocolate.
Ooh, hold up.
Like, imagine like a Hershey, but you're keeping outside.
But cold chocolate hits better because it melts.
In your mouth.
Pause, but yeah.
Pause. Well, I don't mind eating, like, melty candy. It tastes better, like. Genuinely, like, flavor-wise, it tastes better.
No, cold chocolate, when you just, like, eat it and it
the
melts,
bite, it just tastes better.
It hits.
Uh-huh.
You bite it? Fam.
So, light off. Chocolate. It's chocolate, bro.
You don't bite it.
I mean, light on. Light.
Okay, so, light on or light off?
Light on.
I gotta give it a light off, I'm sorry. So.
It's chocolate, though. How you gonna give it a light off?
I
know it's chocolate,
but I'd prefer it in the fridge.
Still,
light on is good, light off is bad. No, it's just you like it or you don't like it. All right,
ow.
All right, next one, wet socks.
Light off.
Light off. Let me tell you something.
This might sound weird, but if you've ever put your This is for all my buddies who are making wudu in their bathroom right now.
Let me tell you.
You know,
something.
If your foot slips off the counter and it just lands into that one place that the doo-doo goes.
Listen, bro.
I know this has happened to at least 5 other people. At least.
To me. Let me tell you.
What happened
something.
To you? Exactly.
If you ever want to interrogate me,
wet socks.
Take my shoes off. Put some drops of water on my socks. I'll tell you everything.
No, you said you'll tell everything if they say they're gonna put you in prison for like a minute.
If you are interrogating me.
Yeah, he is an op.
Take my shoes off, pour some water on my socks. I'll tell you everything. I'll tell you everything. Bro, I was at the field with Tariq, and we were playing. My
idiot remember?
Self stepped in like the grass that's not really the turf.
Remember when one of us, I don't remember who had kicked a Waleed's ball or somebody's ball into the mush, into like where all that grass and stuff was, right?
Oh yeah.
So we all had to go get it. I slipped, like, I what's it called? I stepped into one of those places in the grass area, and it was such soft grass. Like, it wasn't soft in a good way. Like, it was, like, it was mushy, and there was a giant puddle of water. It was, like, I stepped directly in the creek.
Bro, what socks are the worst?
My sock got so wet, I wore a dirty one from outside my bag, inside my bag. I don't care what y'all gonna think about me after this, but that's what I did, because wet socks are horrible.
Yeah, that explains it. What? That's a towel, though. These are not your socks. No, I played soccer with wet socks, and it was the worst experience I've ever had. They weren't even, like, soaking wet. They just had just part of the sock where I shoot with.
They were just moist. Excuse me. I'm sorry, guys. I know some people don't like that word.
They were just...
They were damp.
They were soaked.
All right. Hear me out, man. I had an original idea.
They were wet.
Special to our podcast.
My socks had the walk.
All right. So, basically, we'll have, like, a list of 4 things, right? It could be sports, colleges, you name it, right? 4 items, 4 things.
Top 4?
And top 4. And you got to explain why you put it in that order as well. And 2 people have to agree on it in order for it to stay there. Actually, no, 3 people. 3 people. Yeah.
That's more than majority.
Yeah, a majority vote.
No, if it's
3 is majority.
If 3 other people have to like it, that means that everybody likes it.
No, we have 4 people. In order to get a majority, you need 3.
Ooh,
3
idea.
In total, not including yourself.
I have an idea. Let's change it up a bit. How about we name a topic, like Arabic food, for example? Since there's 4 of us, we all name
all
one.
And walks of earth.
And then we have to, like, list all of them from best to worst.
Also,
we all name one, and we have to...
Muluchiya. Otherwise, it's a specific type of greens.
Ooh.
I have no idea what that is.
It's not spinach. It's not spinach, but it's a type of thing.
Bro, I had that today, bro.
Melukhiya? I love melukhiya.
Okay, so
it depends with some hot sauce.
You miss out if you don't eat it, bro. Especially if you put shrimp in it. Oh my god.
Wait, hold on. Shrimp and melukhiya?
Yo, trust when I tell you it is the best experience you'll ever have with melukhiya, ever.
I eat melukhiya and kofta. I eat with kofta.
I've actually never had it with kofta, though.
It's really good with kofta. Especially the kofta from, like, our area. Oh, my God. Their area's kofta is different. I'm talking about ours that's made in the oven or, like, on a pot.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we do, but we don't really have it chicken in it. My mom usually makes it with like lamb.
I actually don't like lamb.
I don't know why he's insane.
I don't like chicken pieces with fat on it, or meat pieces with fat on it.
I mean, he's not wrong. Sometimes it do taste nasty.
I like the lean. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like me too. Like, but it has to be like with fat content in it. Like, but not like straight pieces of fat. Like, I know what you're talking about.
And also, when it comes to chicken, I don't like the thighs. I like the breasts.
Oh, that's a bias, because the thighs have more flavor.
No.
Chicken is chicken, but I
can't be having it.
What is this type of person to tell you he just ate chicken veins?
Well, he'll eat anything you put in front of him, man. That's
well, he's the type to eat a chicken heart and just
yo, I
go on to say like he didn't
so
just eat a man.
That's so good. What do you mean? Yeah, chicken heart, chicken liver, all those. The kalewi, you all know what that is?
Mm-hmm. The canoes.
We eat liver.
The heart, bro. I'm not.
We eat the heart. That's not the heart. It's something like the heart, or the heart. It
chicken
like
on shirt though.
But not of the chicken, only of the like the sheeps. All right, next food. Another controversial one. Bamya.
No, all of us have to pick one.
All right.
What? Huh? All right, whoever's in the back in the kitchen, chill out. All right. All right, tacos.
Arabic food, bro.
Arabic food. All right. Y'all know what bechamel is?
Yes. Wahyat Allah is the best stuff. Okay, because y'all are from that part of Arabia, so bechamel is originates from Lebanon, from Lebanon. Macaroni would be bechamel. Not just the bechamel sauce, like, I'm talking about bechamel, like, the food. Yeah, we just call it bechamel. It's a layer of meat, a layer of pasta, and then bechamel. You can put cheese, and you can layer it in different ways, but essentially that's the mixture. A ground meat. Were you giving your opinion or a rating?
No, I'm
giving a 10 out of 10.
We're naming four foods, and then we're ranked.
Alright, so.
Hi.
Which college, if you could make it into any college, would you pick?
We're still doing food, bro. Okay.
I know, but I want to know.
From mine's just gonna give off where we are, what state we're from.
No, it's fine. Nobody will know. You can literally.
They will know, though.
No, I can pick Harvard. It doesn't mean I'm from wherever Harvard is.
Yeah, facts. Baghdad University.
Oh my god. Of course. Why is that, huh?
Man, I'll be all right. I ain't going there.
Yeah, you just picked it though, so.
I didn't. I refuse to believe that I picked that. Where would I go? Hold up. Yale, VCU.
Bro, if I didn't have to pay anything, of course Harvard.
Oh, like, you have to pay anything. Yale or Princeton or VCU. I'd still choose VCU. It's a great school. Like I want to go to one with a good medical school.
Yeah.
Good medical school. Go to Yale or UVA.
I just want to become a doctor. Make a good salary.
Eat my kids every day. You should come.
Start a family.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that one?
Why? It's free.
It's literally free. What are you on?
Snarky white people.
Yeah, I get it.
Bro, I don't care. If I come up with a certificate from Harvard,
everyone wants to have it. You go back home with a certificate from Harvard, you are the man.
I heard there's a lot of, like, rape going on in Harvard, too.
Bro, I don't care. Who's gonna rape
me? I don't care.
Who's gonna rape me? Like, what?
Shit.
Okay.
Norway.
Okay.
Doesn't Norway have free college?
Norway.
But don't they have free college in Norway?
I think Finland.
Finland. My bad.
Man, every other country is.
There's actually a free college you can join right now, which I kind of want to start doing right now.
You sent it to me, right?
Yeah, I want to do it, honestly. Get some degrees.
But I want to get into a college that's low acceptance, because then you'll look good. It'll be a good certificate to have. What? How is it not quality, fam?
Prestige comes at a price.
That's a bar.
Okay. Why would I go to a filming school to study medical?
It's a business school, man. I don't know.
No, it's really known for, it's like, it has an amazing medical school.
It has a good law school, too.
Yeah, it has law school, medical, dude, it's got everything.
I think it's mainly a law school, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's mainly a law school.
There's Harvard Law School, I don't know if it's
Harvard Law, I know of Harvard Law, I've heard of that.
But my top one, if I would go for medical, would be Yale, though.
Honestly, yeah, Yale or VCU, period.
For sure. Real shiz.
Oh, food. I love food. Food's my favorite thing to eat. Today I
had
like
a roast chicken.
That sounds
good. So, what
were the three that y'all picked? I still have to pick one.
Wait, three, Mlokia, Jesus Bechamel, and then Walid's next. All right.
I got one.
How old she is, bro?
I got one.
Y'all don't know what how old she is, do you?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
No. How old she?
Oh,
it's
I know
something that's stuffed with something, right?
Kind of.
I got one.
What is
I
it?
I got one.
Let him go first.
Mendy.
Oh, Mendy. I know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
It's
like
cooked underground.
It's like a chicken cooked in rice underground.
Mhm. And it's just like clay pot.
Why don't you just do that overground?
No.
It's like a clay pot thing.
It comes out really, really moist.
Oh. There you go again, using moist. We get so much hate on this podcast.
Sorry. Damp. So, but damp doesn't sound right. It's just talking about chicken. But thing is, for me, I'm in the middle, because stuff like that and like kabsa and stuff like that, sure, they're good for the first couple of bites, but you need like a crumb fresh type thing to go along with it. Something to freshen it up. Otherwise, it's gonna after a while, it's going to start tasting like blob.
Buzzing.
I go. Speak. Man.
You know what? No, I'm changing minds. She's Tawuk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Tawuk.
Bro, it slaps. She's Tawuk.
It's like.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's like a shish kebab, but it's like better. With better seasonings.
Shish kebab is so good, though. Shish kofta?
It's basically shish kebab, but just chicken.
Bro, shish kofta is so good. When you have the kofta on there, oh my god.
Bro. Kobba?
Kofta.
Kobba.
What did you say? Huh? Say
what the flip is that? I know for a fact that's not the best food in the world, because nobody knows that.
I don't think you said that. You said the word right. Say it again for me, because I probably know it.
Mahtur?
Oh.
Well, I don't know if I would classify that as the best food in the world. It doesn't sound like it's the
if
best
we don't
food.
Even I don't even you described it, I still don't
if
know.
If at least two out of three people don't know it, I think we should
I
try
don't think it's the best food in the world.
We have to all know these so we can rank them.
You know what the best meal in the world would be, though? You got kebab. You got kofta. You got like
the best meal in the world is a meal I can share with everyone.
For the gang. Some food on tamaya, bro. Just for the gang. What else can y'all
hold on, hold on. Me and Ibram. Actually, your country has its own delicacy, but ful and tamia is one of the best things y'all will have in your lives.
Hands down.
Bro, nothing beats Iraqi baklava. You can't tell me otherwise.
Oh, okay. Iraqi baklava is good, but...
Nothing beats Minasima, and you can't tell me otherwise.
No, if you're
y'all know what Minasima is.
In Sudan, they make the basta, right? Y'all call baklava. We call it basta. I think in... I don't know what Egyptians call it, but... Basta
y'all
or
y'all know what Minasima is.
Not sure. All right, give me 2 seconds.
Fam.
In Sudan, it's so fatty. It's like they drown it in butter and rose water, and I don't like it. I hate it. Only when
rose
my mom
water
makes
slaps,
it.
By the way.
When my mom makes it, she makes it very light, crispy, and also like by the same time, there's the gooiness of the sugar, and it's sweet. And I really don't like rose water specifically in baklava because it really makes my... It makes me cringe.
Rose water,
I can't.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just say this. Back in Bahrain, we used to just eat rose petals. Just straight up the petals.
I know you did not just say that. All right, no. I'm never eating there again. I know what kind of food I'm having now. Just
straight up the petal.
I know what kind
of food. And it low-key slaps.
No.
Go. Okay. Okay. Now look global.
Ooh.
Huh? Frottat? Fatayr or frottat? I don't know what you're talking about.
Also, dialect.
Oh, that's what we call lunch in Sudan. You have the ful here, the tamiya here, the bailed here. You have this here. You have this here. That's just it's like iftar,
it's
isha,
like
isha, al-isha. It just means like a specific meal of the day in Arabic. Like it should be lunch. The word lunch for in Arabic, that's what we'd call that specific thing.
We call it ghada.
Ghada.
Mm. So where you go?
I would take ghada. I'll take what you said, the second one. I've never had, me personally, I've never had it. My dad says it's really good. My mom has never made it in the house because, well, we don't, and so then we don't have that. Now listen, I
but
can
honestly,
imagine it, and it's I can smell it. It smells good.
Honestly, all right,
guys,
if maklouba wasn't flipped over, it would just be a basic thing.
Yeah,
guys.
It's
I think we either bored people or made them insanely hungry. So we should move on to the next.
Let's move on to our next segment. That food sounds smack.
No, we're good.
You still got it, right?
We're good.
We'll rate them later. Come on, these people are hungry.
Yeah. Let's do something filling. Let's do something filling. Alright, hear me out, alright? I'm gonna give you two options, okay?
The most filling thing is bechamel, period.
No.
Bechamel, macaroni, bechamel.
So I can make people not hungry anymore. I'm gonna give y'all two options. And I'm gonna pick each person, y'all. We'll go consecutively, alright?
Thank you.
Two options of the nastiest food I can think of, right? And y'all have to pick one. That you would
I
eat.
Literally have it and, right at my head.
And give your reasoning one.
Wait, hold on. Say that question one more time. I didn't hear you right.
All right, so I'm going to give you two options, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of nasty foods that you could have. And you have to pick one out of the two and give your reasoning.
Okay.
All right.
Also, you're giving us the two, and we just got to pick which one's worse.
Yeah.
No, which one you would eat and why.
I'm gonna say this right now. I'm the only Arab in this world that hates falafel. That's it.
Oh, you suck. No. All right, you're going first. He's going first. All right, come here.
I'm gonna just say this. I don't like them.
All right, no one else can talk.
Probably never had any good
reason, all right? So, Sadiq, got two here for you.
Whoever's listening, that one person, make me some. Change my mind.
Inshallah.
All right, listen. Your first option is a bull testicle.
Hey!
I'm pretty sure you already know what that is, all right?
Yeah, I need a testicle.
Second one is a turducken.
A what?
Which is stuffing an entire chicken into a duck that's later stuffed into a turkey.
Yeah, I'll eat that. That sounds delicious.
I'll eat that.
This sounds all really good.
It doesn't sound good. It's too much for my palate.
That chicken on the inside is going to taste really good. That duck is going to slap.
Fam.
Turkey's going to taste good, too.
All right.
Yeah.
So, if y'all will understand how this game moves right now. Next one is Waleed.
Oh, my bad.
The bull testicle moves on until you choose it over something. So now we've got bull testicle and Scrapple. All right?
That's what pigs eat.
But Scrapple is a loaf of pork.
We're Muslim, so let's take bull testicle.
I care more about my religion than my appetite.
Yo, we gotta get a bull testicle sometime.
And
Hand me that testicle.
They're not even ass like that. It's just a piece of meat. Okay, nah, they're disgusting. But
listen, I care more about my religion than my palate. Hand me that testicle. Hand me that testicle.
Ahmed, come here, brother.
No.
We got spray cheese, all right? I'm pretty sure you know what that is.
Okay.
All right? And an olive loaf. It's basically a loaf of bread that's embedded with olive. Olive.
Okay. I really don't like that stuff, so I'm taking the cheese spray. Because cheese spray on crackers, not that bad, but it does get weird after a while.
I've never had cheese spray.
No, not bad. It wasn't bread. It's a loaf of meat with embedded olives.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take that. Never mind.
Alright, so Sadiq is next. Okay. We got the spray cheese moving on, Sadiq. And a green bean casserole.
What is that?
What is a casserole? Let's start here.
Alright, so I'll explain it to you, alright?
No, a casserole is like a dish.
It's a dish usually enjoyed on Thanksgiving Eve, right? It's green beans.
But it has green beans. There's no way.
It has green beans, fried onions, cream mushroom soup, all combined to make it.
Okay? Hey, yo, hand me that cheese.
All right, so he's got the cheese. Waleed's next, right?
Hand me that processed.
You got used to, Waleed, the green bean casserole moves. And now you've got Cool Ickle.
Where are you getting this stuff from? And we might
have to. All right, so it was invented by a pregnant woman, all right?
Huh?
She had weird cravings.
No, thank you.
A cool ickle are pickles brined in Kool-Aid.
A Kool-Aid pickle. Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, my gosh. That's disgusting. Okay.
That's disgusting. Cool. So hey.
Oh, that's
Kool-Aid.
Disgusting.
Not that good.
Not be picking that, fam. What is that? He picked it. Whatever. It's not juice. It's pickle.
It's a pickle.
Oh my! All right, whatever. All right, no.
So if I brine a pickle and some orange juice and hand it to you, you gonna eat it?
Why not? Like serenading in it for a while.
Guys, that's electrolytes. Come on now.
Now whatever. All right, Ahmed, you're next. Come here. Green bean casserole versus a kutak. All right, a kutak is mostly enjoyed in Alaska, but it's a legitimate dish. It's an ice cream dish that, when made traditionally, uses seal oil and sometimes reindeer fat.
And reindeer what?
Seal oil.
Seal oil?
Like from a seal. And sometimes has reindeer fat.
Reindeer fat?
It's an ice cream dish. From seals. I don't know. Don't worry about that. Seal oil and reindeer fat, okay, isn't it? So would you rather a kutak or a green bean casserole?
Gang, thank you.
Which one?
I'll take the green bean casserole. It doesn't sound too bad.
All right. So
it doesn't sound too bad.
Sonic, how are you doing?
It just doesn't sound worse. Yeah,
you good. Ready?
Yeah.
So we got the Kutak moving on, alright?
Okay.
And guess what is next? Some alligator tails.
Yum, that sounds good.
Is that haram?
Right. No.
I just don't know. It's haram, right? Never mind then. Because you can eat lizards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm guessing you're going with the, Oh, Aneed, your luck is terrible.
Can I eat deer, though? What do deer eat?
Oh, no, you can eat deer. You can eat deer. Deer,
it's probably one of those things that are like makru.
It's like no, they're high out because it's because of their hooves. Look at the hooves and the intelligence and the way that it's built.
It's high out, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Waleed, you're in such good luck, man.
But also, horses are.
Yeah.
All right, you got the lamb testicles.
Hey, can we pause for a second?
No, why are you getting at the man's testicles? Right,
so hold on. The reason you can't eat horse, you look at the face.
No, and the way you it's can built. Eat horse. Different. It's just
guys, you can actually eat it, but it's haram.
You can eat it. It's just makru.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I don't think so.
We got the lamb
testicles. About us, really.
Oh, okay.
You want to eat the lamb testicles, really?
Why are you getting
at it's not. It's something else. I've moved on from that. It's lamb testicles and a spam musubi.
Spam has pork.
It's
pork amalgamation.
It's like tuna.
It's pork chicken. No. Spam is
it's like chicken.
Okay. You know lunchon? The lunchon?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah.
It's exactly the same thing. So it's compressed pieces of like torn up. You know how hot dogs are made? Essentially that, but with like pork and a whole bunch of other nasty stuff.
All right, but this one's made out of turkey.
Oh. That just means it's luncheon. It's not spam, it's luncheon.
Alright, well, it's called spam. I don't care. We're going with this one. Spam musubi or bull testicle. I mean, not bull testicle. Lamb testicle. Dear, it has, like, seafood in it as well.
Okay.
It's made in Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaiians use a lot of spam.
Alright. Ahmed, bro. How you doing?
I'm doing alright. How are you?
You got the lamb testicles moving on.
Okay.
How they hanging?
I like that.
They're not hanging because you're eating them.
I mean, they could hang on something, you know what I'm saying?
Stop. Get back to it.
Okay.
They're diced.
And you got clam pizza.
Clam pizza.
Hey, yo.
I had fried clam the other night.
Oh, dang.
It was weird. It didn't taste like anything.
And you had shrimp with
it. It tastes like straight salt water. If you know what that tastes like,
I've always wanted to try. Or those oysters. Oysters taste like that. Clams are different.
Oh yeah, I think so. I don't know. Honestly,
oysters.
I
can't eat it.
So, would you like the clam pizza or the lamb testicle?
Clam pizza, please.
Man, everybody's skipping out on my lamb
testicles. Man, I ain't eating no testicles.
All right. Oh, you're gonna love this, Sonic. You're gonna love this choice. Right?
I'm gonna stay quiet.
I think this is the hardest choice to date right now. You got brain sandwiches. Oh. And you got lamb testicles.
Wait. From what? Yeah.
A cow brain.
Oh. That's okay.
Yeah.
Huh? No, sir.
No, sir.
Wait, Karash? Like the stomach? No, we... Okay, so then we eat the stomach, the intestines. We eat... What else? Oh, wait, other stuff. The gusha, we... There's something called the gusha. I don't know what that is.
We eat liver in our...
We eat the liver too, yeah. Everybody eats the liver. Yo. Everything but the brain we eat. Because I don't know what we do. No, we use the head. Oh, my God. The head. The whole head of the goat, the sheep. Okay, this is a little explicit because of its violence. But it'll make a really, 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 really good shorba. And besides the neck muscles. Oh, my God. Oh, bro. The meat is the most tender and most delicious. So, but brain, I don't know. Brain is almost all fat.
Have you made up your choice? Brain sandwich. or some nice lamb testicles?
Some nice. I'll be alright. Give me that brain.
You want the brain?
This is getting weird, y'all.
I thought you'd pick testicles over brain.
Let me get some brain.
You want them from the same lamb or?
Hey, yo, pause, bro. Pause.
Boy, I'm asking.
Even say pause. Just for your own good, say pause.
Pause.
Hey, yo.
Would you like some brain from the lamb?
Whoever's listening.
I don't know what you do back in Iraq, bro, but like.
Mad yo,
what y'all be doing back there, bro?
Back in Iraq? What?
These are bad.
I'm asking people if they want a brain from a lamb.
I'm Bahraini last time I checked. I'm Bahraini.
So you want some brain from a lamb? That's what you're going with.
Give me a brain sandwich. Why are you doing this, bro?
Okay. All right, let me get a brain sandwich.
All right, Waleed.
Whoever's listening, they got me.
The testicles have done a full circle and juked on you.
he got testicles juking on him.
All right, you got lamb testicles and burgoo.
Lamb testes.
All right, burgoo.
What's that?
So let me tell you about it.
That's what he said.
Served up in Kentucky, right? Burgoo is a type of spicy stew. Sometimes chefs make it with venison or mutton, which is like lamb or something else. Yeah. Sometimes it's made out of squirrels, raccoons, or possums, though.
Oh, wait. Those are haram, right? Actually, no. No, you can eat rabbit. If you can eat rabbit, I'm pretty sure you can eat squirrel.
Let's just say it'll have rabbit and it'll have mutton, which is from the lamb.
We'll take it.
You'll take it? Yeah.
You cannot eat rat. Rat is haram because that stuff is disgusting.
All right. Ahmed, how are you doing?
Sleep.
The lamb testicles have come to shine upon you today.
I'm waiting for the return.
And we got the jello salad, okay? Jello salad, right?
Oh, I hate that stuff.
It consists of jello and a multitude of other ingredients, such as chopped up fruits, veggies, marshmallows, or cottage cheese.
Bro, what?
Wait, yep. Jell-O salad? Okay. So it's not the one that has the mold on it, right? Just Jell-O salad, no mold.
It's got Jell-O, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has fruits, veggies, marshmallows, and cottage cheese. The stinky cheese, you know what I'm talking about?
No, cottage cheese is not stinky at all.
Right?
That's
stinky from.
No, it's I've tasted it. It's essentially yogurt. Blue cheese is the stinky stuff. Cottage cheese is essentially yogurt with no bite.
Over the testicles.
As long as it's halal, marshmallows, beef, gelatin, or no gelatin at all, then yeah, over testicles, sure. But I'm not eating more than like 5 bites.
That's the most. You're eating the whole thing.
The whole thing. Okay, that's better than eating a testicle.
Y'all better be handling nicely.
Hey, yo, I'm not handling no testicles. Get out of here.
You've handled it and passed it on.
I didn't handle it, would I?
Whoever's next?
Waleed.
Wait, I'm next.
Lamb testicles are back.
I'm not just one. It's my turn.
It's Sadiq's turn. Sadiq's turn.
Sadiq, oh, dang. Sadiq, my bad. Sadiq, you're really ready for them lamb testicles. Unless you want some
he's been waiting for them. He wants them.
Hey, yo.
All right.
Hey,
he hasn't put his lamb brain yet. He wants some more lamb brain for a lamb.
Shitlins.
Huh?
Shitlins. Legit shitlins.
That's like pig in the... It's like the outline of his intestines.
All right, so we'll move from that. Garbage plates. This sounds amazing.
Yes. But it has to all be highlighted, then yes. Yes.
Y'all like garbage
plate?
A garbage plate is like a whole bunch of meat, eggs, pancakes with maple syrup.
Yo, how is this not? What? How is this bad food? Okay, whatever. Obviously, you're taking that. Okay. Waleed. Legitimate deep fried butter.
Wait, deep fried butter?
Yeah.
It exists.
This is the most American. They freeze it, coat it
in egg, flour, and like breadcrumbs, and then they fry it. They flash fry it, so it doesn't take that long.
This one's not the normal one.
Bro, after I saw somebody fry ice cream, anything could be fried.
Ali, this one is deep fried in pickle juice.
You can't fry in pickle juice.
Oh, they did it. So
you can. You most definitely can.
No, it's gonna taste like pickle juice. So, would you like the lamb testicles, or would you like?
Are you eating them testicles?
Oh,
those testicles.
All right, lamb testicles are moving on yet again.
Habibi, let me know what's up.
All right, so you got the katsu marzu. Huh?
I knew that offended somebody. You just offended a whole peoples.
Why?
The way you just said that, but we'll move past that. What's next?
Man, no Asians are listening to an Arab podcast.
All right, it's maggot cheese, bro.
What'd you say?
Oh my god!
I know what you're talking about. Maggot cheese. It's Italian. It's Italian.
It's maggot flipping cheese, bro, with goat's milk in it and sardines.
Yeah.
I've seen this, and I know how it is. Man, I can't do that. Maggots are fly, baby.
Testicles, though.
There has to be bacteria in there, and there's a high chance of me getting sick if you cook them for long enough. Balls are just meat, so.
So you want them testes?
No, homo. Pause.
Nah. So you want the testes? The balls in your mouth. Nah. No pauses. You want the testes or you want the marzu?
Do I want to be halal but tara at the same time? Or no, hold on. Do I want to be a yo, or do I want to have foodborne illness that can kill me? Honestly, I'll be a yo for a couple of months. So
we're going to test. Ayo,
so you're taking the balls.
You've taken the testicles.
Okay, pause.
You're taking the ball testicles from a lamb. And you're going to be tasting them. They're going to be on your tongue.
I think there's a picture of me holding some.
You're going to have testicles inside your mouth. You're going to have testicles inside your mouth.
Stop! You're making it worse than it is. Shoot up.
Are you laying the testicles on your mouth? All yes
right.
Or no?
It's up to him, fam. He's taking them. All right. Yeah. So,
forget.
We got the marzu moving on.
Oh, God.
And we got the balut. Alright.
What's that?
The balut.
Galut.
Balut is literally an intact duck embryo inside a hard-boiled egg.
That sounds decent.
So if you take it out, you'll literally see the duck inside, like the embryo.
It's a little rotten, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, do I eat... So, a duck abortion or some maggots?
Oh, damn.
Up to you, fam.
And a duck is just a chicken. That's just chicken, bro. That's just straight chicken. Come on, now.
It's an embryo. It's gonna taste disgusting. I know that for a fact.
Do I have to eat the maggots?
Some people say
you have to eat it. Yes.
Some people say that egg thing gives men a boost in their what's it called? In their total energy vibe. It helps with what's it called? Hormonal growth and all that.
Don't help him out.
Say less. Give me that duck.
All right. He's taking the duck. He's giving an abortion to a duck. Okay. Waleed. Marzu moves on. And you got potted meat.
Condensed
inside a can. Huh?
Say it again.
So it's meat that's condensed. It's beef fatty tissue, beef hearts, water, separated chicken, beef tribe. All of that is condensed. A little bit of fatty tissue and salt and some mustard flavoring, dried garlic, dextrose, sodium ethorbate.
I think I've had that before.
And sodium nitrate. Potted meat.
You've probably had it too. It's a form of lechon, but it's different. It's not like a carrot.
Right. Marzu moves on. Sadiq?
No, me.
It is you.
Dummy.
Fermented salmon heads. They are referred to as stink heads. Stink heads.
We'll put that for the finals, okay?
All right, so fermented salmon heads, which are referred to as stink heads. They're an Alaskan delight, all right? So when the heads are cut off, right? They bury them in the ground for at least a few weeks.
No. Actually, wait. I've had fasikh before. Fasikh is just a whole fish underground for a couple of weeks, salted and stuff. And my parents have been there, and they've made it in the house. It smells horrible. It smells the worst thing ever, but... And on a train, you go to jail.
Alright, so are you taking the fermented salmon heads or the marzu?
I've had fasikh before, so I'm taking the salmon heads because I've had fermented fish. Like, it smells really, really bad. We had to air out the house, and I bought, like, an air.
Oh, gosh.
So,
well, you don't start about this next one.
Yeah. Wait, it's my turn.
Oh, Sadiq. Oh, Sadiq, rip.
Such a bad host.
I'm sorry, man. My first go at
I'm hosting next kids. I'm
all right, you got the jellied moose nose.
Nose?
Yep, just the nose. And boiled for a bit until the hairs become loose.
Hey, fam.
A few spices are added, and the meat is
too much detail, bro.
Until it disintegrates into a gelatinous mass.
Bro, too much.
You want to eat hairy gelatinous things?
Oh, and the next
you put some you laid so some.
The marzu has been
on your tongue,
the end, right?
Don't come at me.
Now, the thing that goes head to head with it. With the moose nose, the jelly
nose,
Sadiq, is bat paste. It's a delightful dish, considered weird even in the few Asian countries where it's eaten. First, a live bat is forced into a vat of boiling milk. Then, once it has reached optimum malleability, the bat is sliced into fine bits, mixed with various herbs and spices, and mashed into a pulpy paste.
So, do you know bats also cause the, what was it? The Ebola. The Ebola virus. Coronavirus. Ebola and Corona are the two most deadly diseases. They have sent the world into a panic twice. So, bats are on some
weird... Do I risk starting another pandemic?
And dying.
Or eat a moose nose, fam. Where all the snot is chilling.
Yeah, it's haram because it's like a rat. Yeah. Well, you can eat rabbits, which are rodents, but it's different because of their like the way they're built.
They lay eggs.
Yeah. Man, yes no, not. they don't lay eggs.
They don't? Rabbits don't lay eggs?
No. They give
rabbits
live
don't
birth.
Lay eggs, man.
It has to give live birth, other than if it's not like a bird, it has to give live birth for you to eat it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they eat more than carrots. I'm gonna go with that nose.
Yeah.
All right.
Bats are sus. Yeah, hold on.
All right, Waleed. You got the hasma. No, I'll remove the bat. It will be a new one. You got the hasma. So in China.
All these are in China.
Many people consider it a dessert, right? This disgusting dish is basically the fallopian tubes of frogs.
Frog coochie.
Stowed in a dried, shrunken form. These amphibious reproductive organs are able to swell up to 10 to 15 times their dehydrated size once they are rehydrated with water. Afterward, a bit of sugar is added to them to give them the special sweetness most of the people desire from a dessert.
Oh, no.
And the next one is a haggis.
Oh, I know what haggis is.
It's a Scottish dish. The haggis is a type of sausage. However, particular sausage is comprised of a sheep's lung, liver, and heart.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll take that?
Better. Yeah.
All right.
We've eaten other stuff as some people perceive it as worse. I've eaten raw liver before, so.
Ahmed.
Yeah.
My brother.
You must my brother. The flopping
tubes of the frogs have moved on.
Got it. Mhm.
Versus. Oh my gosh. Can I even say this word?
Mhm.
Coxcomb.
Huh?
Coxcomb.
Oh, that means like a rooster's. Their floppy part on the head. The
floppy things, yeah. Mm. But you're either those or the fallopian tubes of a frog.
But how are those cooked?
All right. So they're served as a garnish. All right. So I don't know how they're cooked, but they're served as a garnish. All right. Mm. I'm guessing they're boiled or something. I don't know.
I hope they're fried.
No, they're not fried. They don't look fried.
We saw their babies over here, bro. So, oh, if they're boiled, I mean, that's it. Sure, it's chicken over fallopian tubes of a frog, bro. Come on.
All right.
Eating mad frog guts.
Sadik. Fallopian tubes. Versus the black pudding.
Oh, I know what that is.
No, you don't.
Eat that every morning in Britain.
Oh, no, I bet you they don't.
No, black pudding is like, it's made of blood.
Oh, then you know what it is. They eat that every morning. I don't think so.
Not every morning, but it's part of a full British breakfast. Like, you know how there's a full American British, full American breakfast is like sausage, this, that, and that, right? But then Britain, American they have, no, a Britain breakfast. It's black pudding, beans and toast, and like an egg or something. I don't even remember, but that's essentially their full breakfast. Right. And they eat it, and they like it, so. We can't eat blood. We can't eat running blood. We can eat blood, but we can't eat running blood.
It's not running then.
So. It can't be raw either, so.
It's not raw. So here's what it is, Sadik. Alright, so it is allowed to coagulate a filler of oatmeal, barley, or sweet potatoes added, and an entire mass is brought through to boil. During the cooking process, a delightful skin is produced atop the goo. While some would like to remove the skin before plunging their spoon into the pudding, others enjoy its chewy texture and prefer to eat it last. So you're either this or fallopian tubes of a frog.
What are fallopian tubes again?
The reproductive tubes.
Frog coochie. I said it.
Yeah, I'm the coochie man.
The frog.
Damn, I'm smooth, dude. Let me get that pudding.
He took the pudding.
You wake me up inside like that 4th of July.
Hey, we do not have the royalties to that song. We apologize.
Oh, shoot. Stupid. Fudge. You sleep me up in time.
Shuddy, a little baddie.
Man, don't sing. You just said it.
No. We all have disclaimer. We apologize for using that sound. Please don't demonetize us.
We didn't use anything.
They won't hear anything.
They didn't hear anything.
Trust me. We're singing TikTok songs.
No, actually,
they won't do anything.
Royalty of any
other podcast.
5 seconds.
Other podcasts do the same thing when they sing.
Yeah,
they don't.
You're around up to 5 seconds, I think, or more.
Don't make fun of singing. I'm not
funny.
Alright, stop singing. We're not doing it. Stop it. Alright. Moving on.
Alright, let me get that pudding, fam.
Alright, moving on.
Bolito.
I know you're loving these. Oh. Okay. So this is a boo dog. It's a whole flipping lamb. Okay. But listen. I mean, no, not lamb. Goat.
Okay.
Alright. And from the inside out, after you hung it upside down, let it bleed, break the legs. Just hang out.
No. It's already dead. It's already dead.
This sounds like a ritual, bro.
It's already dead. Oh, it's from a tribe. So. Yes, it's already dead, fam. Just go ahead.
Is there two triangles intertwined anywhere?
If you let it bleed, fam, it's dead.
All right. We have to let our goats bleed too, like at least bleed a little bit, because after
you have to let it bleed all the way.
All right, so it has hot stones crammed into every cavity imaginable.
Ooh.
And even up under the leg skin.
Okay.
Where you would have yanked the broken bones out.
Okay.
And then you blowtorch it until it's
done. The bones?
No, the entire thing. You blowtorch it.
Hey, yo, this don't sound too bad.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
Hot stones? I'm down.
A Budog. A Mongolian Budog.
Has it been skinned?
Mongolian?
Has it been skinned?
Huh?
Has it already been skinned? Like, have you taken the hide off it?
Yep.
Oh. B-O-O-D-O-G.
Come on, it's Boo Dog, fam. Come on.
Boo and Dog, fam. Facts.
Alright.
That looks good.
Let me eat it
with you. What you talking about? It does not look that bad at all.
Let me eat it with you, fam.
It looks a little weird at the beginning, but as soon as you cut it open, I feel like it'd be cool. Let me get a bite.
Alright, now.
Yeah.
Now. You.
Me?
Are gonna be picking.
Oh, is the last one?
Yeah, now we're moving on to drinks.
Oh.
Oh, it's a 30. Oh, shoot. Oh, no. You guys will have to wait till the next one. We left y'all on
next episode.
Okay, next episode we'll complete the drinks. For right now, we finished the most gross three that we did, which were the balls, the cheese with the maggots, and what was it? Fallopian tubes.
And the
bat. Fallopian tubes. And the bat.
You know what?
I'm gonna get that cheese.
All right. Which one you want described first? All right, fallopian tubes, right? They are dehydrated. All right? They're boiled and then eaten.
Fam.
That's pretty much it. It's nothing like
skin. And sugar.
And a little bit of sugar at the end. All right, so basically, right? You got the cheese, and you let the maggots.
No, you let flies land on it, lay their eggs, so the egg shells are still in there. Larvae
that come out of the eggs. So basically, they're fermenting on that thing for a while, right?
And then until the flies fly out, then that's when they say it's completely ready.
Yeah.
Or you can eat it with the maggots in it.
Next one is the bat. The bat is forced into boiling milk until it becomes a goo, a mushy goo. Mm-hmm. And then you enjoy it, hopefully. And then the testicles, you already know. Them thangs be thanging.
Hey, yo!
A goat.
We'll go for the bull testicle. How about that?
Okay.
All
right. Sonic, which testicle you want first?
This is tough. This is tough. And I ain't talking about the testicle.
Of course you do.
This is tough. But I'm going to go with the cheese. Because I heard in some parts of Europe it's a delicacy.
What the f- no!
In Italy it is a delicacy.
Oh, that's disgusting, man.
Maggots are also haram.
I gotta take magic cheese over testicles and dried meat.
Maggots are haram because they eat dead flesh. And on top of that, did you know maggots eat dead flesh? But actually, in this case, they've only
eaten meat. In this case, they don't.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Then hand me those crawlers over.
He wants them. Let him have them, bro. I'm pretty sure you want the testicle.
I don't want the testicles.
He's taking the testicle.
Yeah,
no, it's a testicle.
Yeah, but
you
it's
know
made
what it has inside of it.
But it's cooked. It's dead.
It doesn't matter. It's still inside of it.
No.
It's got that protein inside.
It marinated, bro.
Any day. Hold on there. Pause.
Any day.
Alright, hear me out, right? Hear me out. I'm gonna have to go with my boy Sadiq. You know, if we're going out with the, like, if we're going out to, like, Britain, right? And they got that in front of me and Sadiq as a
delicacy.
They
only make it in certain parts of Italy for the 16th time. Britain, they don't have it.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they have it, but it's not live. It's all, like, imported and stuff.
Yeah, I don't care. That's better.
The only, actually, no. Some, I don't even think they're allowed to ship it because it's a lot. It's because of its, like, its specific nature. It has a really bad smell to it.
Well, you know what? I would rather not eat a bull testicle. Thank you very much.
Your morals are too high, buddy. Food is
poor. Bro, what morals, fam? Imagine
what's morals? We're choosing testicles, damn it.
Including today's episode of Arab Thoughts, I go with the testicles because it's just meat and fat. And you're not going to get sick. I guarantee you're not going to get sick.
They are testicles. You're forgetting the whole point.
That's just inhumane towards that bull.
That bull's already dead.
I don't care. You're eating the mandem's testicles, and they're testicles, fam.
So? What about the frogs? What things? And what about the flies? Wait.
Did he give
you're
you consent?
Eating, you're eating live maggots. You're killing
Did
them.
Did he give consent, though?
It's a bull. As soon as you say Bismillah,
he
allowed
you to droop them things on your forehead.
That's consent.
You don't know, you've had testicles before. Well, curse is nothing close to flipping testicles.
I don't
stop the cat. No, I don't care. Curse is not close regular to testicles. I know that for a fact. No.
All right, guys, we've run out of time. We are going on 10:40. Okay. So, we conclude for this part. Come back next episode for us to review the drinks, the nastiest drinks, on who's gonna pick what, alright? Find out next episode. As always, stay alleged, stay lively. Keep thinking.
May or may not have...
Have what? Come on. Exactly. Alright, guys. Keep thinking.
If you don't like and subscribe, I'm gonna put wet socks on you at night.
On your forehead with some bull testicles inside of it.
We're gonna put.
I'm gonna slap some bull testicles on your forehead.
We're gonna put some bat paste on your nose. On your nose. What are you gonna do? I don't know. When you start coughing and stuff, we're gonna throw you into the incinerator. Allegedly. Alright.
Yo, what if the coronavirus was like flying herpes? I bet nobody would go out.
I would never leave the house again. I would. I would lock off my windows.
And that's
my
what we're ending the pod with. Flying herpes. Let's get.
All right, guys. Well, y'all think on that. Let us know how it turned out for you. All right. Let us know what you would have picked out of all these options. Okay.
How it turned out for you.
All right, guys.
This was a good episode.
That was a great episode.